just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, the start of another fun-filled week. It is Monday, April the 2nd. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Trust you had a peaceful weekend. Well, I guess the good news is Israel didn't attack Iran, although it was actually thought by many residents in Israel that the attack began at Israel time at 10 o'clock this morning when sirens went off, and usually the sirens, according to the report I read, only run for a minute or two. Apparently this morning in Israel, the sirens rang for a better part of an hour. And many residents noted a number of Israeli reservists packing up their belongings and moving out post-haste. Well, fortunately, it was a technical glitch, according to Israeli Defense Force, but I'm sure it was more just a operation to see everything worked accordingly. I'm not going to use that as a reason for silver and gold exploding higher today, although it's as good a reason as any that's out there. And we'll have all those numbers for you when we return.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey's systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be
welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, April the 2nd, and let's go to the phones. Joe in Seattle. Hey, Joe.
Oh, hi. Hi. Hello. You have a topic of the day, or I have some of my own opinions to express?
Well, we're going to evolve around what went on in the financial markets today, but what's on your mind, Joe?
Well, I was just going to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, like things like, I hope you don't find me too harsh, or, but I come from a spiritual standpoint, like 9/11 and the Holocaust and things like that.
Yeah.
Like general grand schemes of deception. Would that be okay to speak about, or?
Sure, fire away, brother. I'm always open to any theories.
Okay, well, for one, I suppose it'd be like 9/11, which is to me obviously a fake job. Of course, you know, everybody knows that. It seems like it's kind of an obvious thing because the physics and the realities of it are so obvious. And I would also like to say, and plus I would like to say I'm not in any way or shape or form against Jewish people or anything like that, but also the Holocaust, which is like a, before 9/11 there was the Holocaust, which if you analyze that and break it down into physical terms and scientific terms, it's completely impossible for it to happen the way the government says for it to have happened.
The Holocaust is the only historical event in the world where in a number of European countries it is a criminal charge if you question any of the standard Holocaust mythology which has been put forward over the years.
Yes.
I mean, it's it is quite obvious that the media has no intention of ever delving into a lot of the unanswered questions about the Holocaust, just as they refuse to look at anything connected with 9/11. And it's kind of funny that you should mention this, because over the weekend, I caught a, I don't know how old it is, but I caught a segment of I caught a segment of a conspiracy theory.
Done
by Jesse Ventura. And
of course.
And this particular segment dealt with did a plane actually fly into the Pentagon? And I have to say, Jesse did a pretty comprehensive hour program proving that, first of all, the likelihood that a plane actually flew into the Pentagon is highly dubious. And he produced enough solid evidence that would require a honest and upfront media to investigate the allegations that Jesse Ventura put forward.
Well, I mean, I think like if you go back into history and evidence and things like this, as far as like we'll bypass 9/11 just for a moment here and go to the Holocaust thing. I mean, the best way to exterminate like mass amounts of people would just be to pen them up in a, like, you know, like Eisenhower did with the German POWs, would be just to pen them up in a barbed wire and let them starve to death. Why would you build barracks for people you want to exterminate, right? If the Germans really wanted to exterminate the Jews, why would they build barracks for them? I mean, the thing that caused the Jews to starve to death was the cut of supply. I mean, they were using them for labor for their war effort. Why would they exterminate them? And there was a book by Victor Thorne called Debunking the Holocaust Hoax. And it is, it is, and like I said, I have nothing.
Well, the the Holocaust has gone, as with many things in history, it's gone from being a historical event to a mechanism used by the Zionists in order to seek sympathy for the state of Israel, thereby justifying all the atrocities that Israel commits against the Palestinians as justification because of their experience. And many noted scholars have written extensively about the Holocaust industry, which obviously doesn't sit well with the mainstream media, who, if the media had given as much time to looking into Jesse Ventura's assertions of whether a plane flew into the Pentagon as it has given over the past 3 weeks to this George Zimmerman scandal in Florida.
Exactly.
You know, but that's all nothing more than distraction. You see, the media can deal with that George Zimmerman story because it's easy to break down because they've broken it down into something that everybody can understand. It's a race thing. It's
exactly.
It's
and that's
black
why,
and
like
white.
The facts of the Holocaust, or the lack of facts therein, is that, you know, there's no possible way that it could have happened, that the Germans could have done that logistically with all the, you know, like, Treblinka, for example. I mean, they say that the Germans dug up all the bodies and burned them to do away with all the evidence, and all the time and effort that would take to dig up and burn, not only dig up and burn 900,000 bodies, but to bury them in the first place, and then dig up and burn 9,000 half-decomposed bodies. I mean, there's no way that the Germans could have done that while they were at, you know, at odds with the Allies and fighting in the war.
Joe, let me ask you this. Have you recently come to this revelation about the Holocaust? Is this something new?
You're putting yourself, I'm putting myself at odds with everything and everyone by doing this. Same with the thing I've learned that from 9/11. When you look at the truth and the obvious facts of 9/11, the physics and the obvious facts, you just realize in your own brain, your God-given brain, okay, this is a hoax, this is a sham. And then you go back. I mean,
then try this one on for size, and you'll understand why there's been little, if any, legitimate reporting about 9/11 is because even a cursory studying of the issues, you come to a conclusion that is very politically incorrect, and that Israel, in large part, played a huge role in perpetrating 9/11.
Well, that brings me to one of my most crucial points, is that it's like I'm not trying to blame Jews or Israel or Zionism or anything like that. I
blame Zionism or the ideology of Zionism,
well,
but that's
yes, I blame that too. But I also blame our complicity in it because, you know, we're oftentimes, you know, us Americans or people of the world, we're the ones that actually do the dirty work and pull the triggers and do all these things.
Okay.
So I find myself a little bit at a loss to blame Jews for things that we do ourselves. I mean, because we're the ones that allow the whole hoax to continue. We're the ones that, I mean, how can you blame? It's like trying to blame Satan. I mean, like in the world of God, you can't blame Satan for your sins because we're the ones that do the sins. So, I mean, we're the ones that actually did all the, you know, a lot of the dirty work involved in all these things. And then
there's an old saying out there, a moral and a civilized people would never stand for killing strangers and stealing their stuff.
Right.
And basically what you have to boil it down to its basics of what you have taking place in Israel against the Palestinians. I mean, here you have Israelis who fully support killing strangers and stealing their stuff. Now, you can't tell me that's the theory behind a moral and civilized society. Hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, brother. Hang on there, man.
Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion, Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Still there?
I'm still here, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, if you go to my website, you'll find a couple of interesting posts I did over the weekend. I have a video entitled America, a Government Out of Control, and if you scroll past that, you'll see another really good interview done or article done by Stuart Littlewood entitled The Zionist Cuckoos in Christianity's Nest. And right below that, probably one of the best videos I've seen in a long time is entitled Iran Bashing, Terrorism, and Who Chose the Chosen People. And I think
I've seen that actually.
Yeah, well, it pretty much identifies who all the players are.
Of course, my point is that we are players as well.
Yeah, but we are just tools, brother.
Yeah, but we let ourselves be tools.
Yeah,
isn't the fault with us somewhat because we allow ourselves?
Well,
to
sure. And well, it's not so much who you're going to blame here, but rather you have to look a little deeper and say,
well, there's Satan, of course.
Isn't it not the media's responsibility as guardians of the fifth estate to bring factual information to the masses in order for them to make a decision in, what is the truth? I mean, today you had a typical example. Early this morning, there was a report out that there was a shooting at a California university.
Right, I heard that. Yeah, I just heard that.
Right. Now, that on CNN, it was breaking news, and it said a shooting at California University. Then it changed to shooting at a Korean university.
And the shooter was a Korean.
And then if you go to Fox News, their headline was Christian school attacked. Now, it took a while to figure out that the attack took place at a medical school, predominantly Korean. But you could see how CNN was spinning the story, as opposed to how Fox was spinning the story. I mean, Fox came straight out of the chute and said, Christian school attacked. Now, if you follow Fox in any of its programming, they are big on pushing stories that prove that Christianity is under attack in America.
Right.
The folks at Fox and Friends every morning have one story or another of Christianity under attack. I mean, it's so biased in their reporting.
It is.
And if you look at the ratings of all the news channels out there, it's mind-boggling how Fox News comes out pretty much on top of ABC, CBS, and NBC. I mean, Bill O'Reilly is allegedly the most widely watched program on Fox. Bill O'Reilly is a disinformation artist supreme. So you can see where people get their opinions shaped on a daily basis.
You are correct, sir. It is slanted, and people are deceived or to walk this way or that way.
Sure. Anyway, we've got another break coming up. Joe, you got anything more you want to add?
Well, I don't want to just be the only guest on your
show. Yeah, no problem, Joe. Thanks for the call, brother.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Back to the flip side for this Monday, April the 2nd, and just in case any of you out there are planning a vacation to Baja, Mexico, let me strongly suggest you do it either before June the 18th or after June the 19th. The reason I say this is it's been confirmed that Cabas and Lucas will be hosting the G20 dignitaries from 46 heads of state are going to descend on Cabo for June 18th and 19th for the G20 summit, which was also given a plug today by Barack Obama when he hosted a get-together at the White House with Mexican and Canadian presidents, and of note, this weekend I took a trip down to Cabo. I don't do it often. I stay away from the tourist traps, but I have to say that they are really cleaning up downtown Cabo. I've never looked seen it look as good as it has, and I'm not sure what that portends, but anyway, that's coming up in June. Now, every Friday, I usually will throw in this statement, don't forget to check my webpage over the weekend because there's always something interesting that pops up over the weekend. And this weekend was no different. I guess the big story that was broken over the weekend was done by the guys over at Business Insider. I'm not sure if they're trying to outdo the folks over at Zero Hedge with banner headlines that get your attention, but the big banner headline of the weekend was a report by a Dominic Wilson from Goldman Sachs, who says the next 24 hours will be critical for the global economy. Now, let me just say this. There's a lot of people that comment about doom and gloom out there. And I have to say, I've never seen so many respected analysts coming out with the same consensus. John Williams had a piece over the weekend talking about how the consumers are getting crushed by inflation, especially hurtful to those who are believing that the recovery is just around the corner, and also speaks about a coming economic collapse. John Maldin, always interesting reading as he travels the world, gave a warning that the biggest thing affecting the financial markets right now is Spain. And here's a shock. The New York Times, over the weekend, in a front page of the magazine section, it says it has an expose and reveals why the fiscal time bomb will explode, not this year, but next year. How convenient for the New York Times. It's not going to happen this year. It's going to happen next year. Richard Russell, the godfather of newsletter writers, says that a massive collapse is coming. So when you have all these noted commentators all saying the same thing, who am I to disagree with their analysis? Because the bottom line is we are all looking at the same data. We can all see the same stuff. Even Charles Biderman, founder of TermTabs Investment Research, has a editorial where he says that stocks and bonds right now are defying gravity. and we are indeed in dangerous times. Now, Charles Biderman at TrimTabs, his research is pretty in-depth because he tracks money in and money out. Says that the problem that we are facing with the economy isn't so much the state of malinvestment, which is evident in a rigged market, but he asks the question that we should all be asking, what happens when the market becomes unrigged? Because here's the fly in the ointment that we need to be aware of. We have never experienced the unwinding of an entirely manipulated financial system. In predicting the painful collapse of our markets and the loss of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency right now seems entirely plausible. And that's the sad reality that nobody wants to deal with. Because trying to predict these markets is tough even under normal circumstances, but trying to predict the outcome of markets when you are dealing with a totally rigged financial system becomes all the more difficult. So nobody, I guess, has a crystal ball that actually functions. All we can do is take the information that's available and see where it leads us. Now, besides James Turk and John Embry and Muldeen and others, the difference between them and Hugo Salinas Price is, I guess, a couple of billion dollars, because Hugo Salinas Price is one of the richest men in Mexico. And he came out over the weekend and stated quite categorically that the path that the world's financial systems are on right now, the only possible outcome is for the world's financial system to go down in flames. And the only thing that will last when all is said and done will be people's savings in gold and silver. So what kind of world does he think we will have? Well, no shock or surprise, says I think it's going to be a very nasty world. In spite of having gold and silver, that may not be enough to save you. Gold and silver are good things to have, but what we actually need to do is save our civilization and try and prevent it from going down in flames. And guess what he says is one of the solutions to the problem? He says, I think the first thing to do would be to insert silver coins into the monetary system. This would be a healthy thing to do. And then he adds this, I was very happy to see Ron Paul pull out a silver coin. To me, it's like he was facing the vampire Ben Bernanke with a silver coin instead of a silver bullet. Says the problems in Europe are eventually going to be felt in the U.S. And it's pretty evident that the European crisis is far from being resolved. All they effectively managed to do was kick the can down the road. They buying a little more time. Now, I don't know what they are buying time for, which always throws the war scenario into the equation. And that's why I think one of the videos on my site is so appropriate. It's a two-part series entitled America, a Government Out of Control. And it pretty much identifies what governments do when they face the inevitability of a financial crisis. As America's faced many crises before, and it's pretty evident that it always reverts to the same tactics as in times past. If you look at the economic situation in the U.S. prior to World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and now Afghanistan, it's pretty much the same playbook time and time again. So it's no wonder that the Israelis were decidedly nervous today when the war sirens started blaring for well over an hour. They all have been conditioned to accept the fact that there will be some sort of a military attack on Israel perpetrated by Iran. And for the record, A reporter finally figured out that rather than listen to John Bolton on Fox News, it would be a good idea to call the Azerbaijan government to see whether or not the story was true that they had given Israel permission to use their airspace for an attack on Iran, which John Bolton spent a good part of last week wasting no time in getting on Fox and saying that Barack Obama had leaked this information out in order to thwart Israel's attempts at launching a missile strike on Iran. The stuff is just mind-boggling on a daily basis. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You never listen to my advice. Good kind treatment has ruined you. Won't get to heaven, I don't care what you do. I've seen you changing from day to day. Nothing ever gets in your way. Don't feel nothing for no one else. Take what you want, just help yourself.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. Well, this week we have a whole slew of economic data coming out, and it's all compressed just because Friday being Good Friday, all markets are closed in observance of Good Friday, so the much-anticipated jobs number will be released on Thursday. This will be an interesting few days. Tomorrow we get the Fed's FOMC minutes from its March 13th meeting. And then Wednesday we get the ADP report, and then followed on Thursday by the jobs report. So it's going to be an interesting few days. As you know, silver and gold both broke through key upper resistance today. Silver breaking through resistance at 3260, closing at 3322. Next upper resistance for silver is $35. Likewise for gold, gold's upper resistance is at 1700. And need I say, according to the technical folks out there, if silver can break above 35 and hold, next stop is 40. And as for gold, if gold can break above 1700 and hold there, next stop is 1800. And it's also been confirmed by the folks over at Profit Confidential that the standout buyer of gold in all the recent pullbacks, none other than the Chinese People's Bank of China. I'm shocked. I tell you, I am shocked. Anyway, stand by, my friends. Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix, coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you back.